to visit them the day of the eve of the draft.
They might have a little bit of animosity about that, because that really wasn't one of the first places that I would want to go. But, you know, at that point in time, you know, a lot was going on, and, you know, obviously a great team. So if it had to work out that way, I'm sure that I had a good relationship with Tom Brady. But, you know, I'm here in Denver now, so, you know, we'll see how it works out that Sunday.
Do you see how your play over time against the Chiefs perhaps could be the catalyst for this team offensively, maybe in the same way Champ's play against the Chargers in Week 2 was for them last season?
I hope so. You know, I just try to bring a lot of adrenaline as far as from an offensive point of view, just because, you know, I get excited. And like I was saying, you know, this is the NFL, and everybody's so good to where, you know, any little play that's made, you know, I express it, because the competitive, I mean, the Chiefs played a good game, and it was a hard-fought game, and the play was made at the end, and I was just really excited. And I hope just my years so far of being in the NFL and what I can bring to the table, I hope it can, you know, keep going as far as against New England and further teams in the future.
When you were in Green Bay, you wanted to feel that the team and the organization was behind you in certain scenarios before you left. How important is it for Jake Plummer to feel the loyalty and support from the organization in the locker room here in the scenario that he is in right now?
Oh, well, we know Jake is our quarterback, and, you know, you can't listen or, you know, worry about what the outside world is saying. And for me, you know, I come in every day, I try to work hard, and, you know, if we can do the things that we need to do at wide receivers, then we can make them feel comfortable. And I've always said, you know, I think if you throw the ball in the air, I feel like I can come down with it or nobody else will. And when you can tell a quarterback that and give him that confidence, you know, we can go a long ways with that.
What was the adjustment that was made for you, or the adjustment that you made between Week 1 and Week 2? Obviously, you had a better game Week 2. What happened there?
Just knocking the rust off. You know, obviously getting out there playing. Obviously in St. Louis, it's not the game that any receiver would want to have. But I think for me, just coming off the surgery, going back to a surface that I got hurt on, and now that knowing that everything is good, just running around and going back to the things that I used to do, even when I was in Green Bay, and it's a lot of the little things. And, you know, it showed a little bit, and here I am doing it again this week.
Rod was saying he can't think of a better stage to get the offense back on track than against a team like New England on Sunday night in Foxborough. Just so many things are lining up for this being such a huge game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously for a lot of the guys who never played in the atmosphere, you know, this is like, this is a primetime game. Everybody's watching, so, you know, this is taking it to another level. And, you know, from Monday night games to Sunday night games, so you want to go out and show your best. And obviously, we got to show our best this Sunday going against who we're going against.
When you saw Rod hurting a little bit, do you kind of put more on your shoulders, Javon, now?
You know what? Obviously, to see a guy like that, you're scared to see anybody hurt. And, you know, just going out and playing and trying to execute and just make plays on behalf of he's not there, just trying to do anything we can to pull out a win as far as for how this game was going. And, you know, I know how I like to play, so I was just, you know, taking it upon myself to, if my number was called, just to make a play. And anytime, you know, anybody else around you, from defense to offense, somebody makes a big play, you know, it's a chain reaction. Somebody else wants to make a big play, and we can get everybody on that same page. You know, we can't be stopped.
You think with that chain reaction, it means you guys can build on the second half when you guys did have back-to-back long drives against Kansas City?
Right. And then, you know, speaking of reaction, I mean, I take a guy like David Kirkus. You know, he barely had any plays, but to come back in overtime and catch some of the balls that he did, you know, that's concentration and focus, because, you know, you're not really, you're into the game, but you haven't really gotten the opportunities you want to get loosened up. And I think that's the way we've been approaching it, and obviously the way we've been practicing. So, you know, it's always better to finish strong than, you know, start off fast and not finish strong.
Javon, this is a defense that keeps changing its looks. It went 4-3 instead of 3-4. And can you talk about the challenges in preparing for a defense that's always throwing different things at you?
You know what? I don't even pay attention to the defense. Yeah. All I pay attention to is what cornerback is on me and, like, what play is called, because everybody has different responsibilities. And so with a team like this that does change your defense around, it doesn't get to me, you know. I try to have as much confidence in saying, you know, they got to be more worried about me than me being worried about them. So, you know, obviously what we're seeing on film, but necessarily we don't know what they're going to do, because they could be changing their whole game plan around from what we're seeing on film. I just like to be prepared and ready for anything that comes. And obviously first challenge is trying to win against the man who's over me.
because they throw so much at you, does that mean a lot more time watching tape this week than other weeks?
No, not really. I mean, not for me. I just kind of stick to what, you know, I'm used to doing. And, you know, I like to study a cornerback because that's the guy who's on you and the guy who's going to be covering you. So I like to see how he plays from the first half to the second half, you know, if he gets tired or, you know, just depending on certain routes, how he likes to cover it. So when I'm watching film, you know, I watch the coverage, but sometimes the coverage doesn't dictate that you can't run a certain play. And I've been used to that being Green Bay. You know, we never let a defense dictate what play we should run. You know, if Brett looked at me and he knew that he wasn't supposed to go there, he would count on me that I could win. And so that's how I take every approach against a defense. You know, even though the look might not be there, but I feel like I can still win.
Javon, in 04 you were so effective on third down, especially that initial third down where you did the go routes. Is your first back to that level now?
Yeah, I think so, just because I'm a little lighter than what I used to play at. And I think my wind is a little better just from being in a different environment. You know, I think I'm in better shape being here than what I was in Green Bay. I'm probably playing 20 pounds lighter. Right, I used to play around Brandon's size.
Was that by design?
Well, just because the corners to me in the NFC were a little bit bigger. So I tried to be a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger.